Today's reading begins in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 20. Ezekiel 28, verse 20. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, set your face toward Sidon, and prophesy against her, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Sidon, and I will manifest my glory in your midst. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I execute judgments in her, and manifest my holiness in her. For I will send pestilence into her, and blood into her streets, and the slain shall fall in her midst by the sword that is against her on every side. Then they will know that I am the Lord. And for the house of Israel there shall be no more a briar to pick or a thorn to hurt them among all their neighbors who have treated them with contempt. Then they will know that I am the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, When I gather the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and manifest my holiness in them in the sight of the nations, then they shall dwell in their own land that I gave to my servant Jacob. And they shall dwell securely in it, and they shall build houses and plant vineyards. They shall dwell securely when I execute judgments upon all their neighbors who have treated them with contempt. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus says the Lord God. Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh king of Egypt, the great dragon that lies in the midst of his streams, that says, My Nile is my own, I have made it for myself. I will put hooks in your jaws, and make the fish of your streams stick to your scales, and I will draw you up out of the midst of your streams with all the fish of your streams that stick to your scales. And I will cast you out into the wilderness, you and all the fish of your streams. You shall fall in the open field, and not be brought together or gathered. To the beasts of the earth and to the birds of the heavens I give you as food. Then all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord. Because you have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel, when they grasped you with the hand, you broke and tore all their shoulders, and when they leaned on you, you broke and made all their loins to shake. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will bring a sword upon you, and will cut you off from man and beast, and the land of Egypt shall be a desolation and a waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Because you said, The Nile is mine, and I made it, therefore, behold, I am against you and against your streams, and I will make the land of Egypt an utter waste and desolation, from Migdol to Syene, as far as the border of Cush. No foot of man shall pass through it, and no foot of beast shall pass through it. It shall be uninhabited for 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt a desolation in the midst of desolated countries, and her cities shall be a desolation 40 years among cities that are laid waste. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them through the centuries. For thus says the Lord God, At the end of 40 years I will gather the Egyptians from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and I will restore the fortunes of Egypt, and bring them back to the land of Pathros, the land of their origin, and they shall be a lowly kingdom. It shall be the most lowly of the kingdoms, and never again exalt itself above the nations. And I will make them so small that they will never again rule over the nations. And it shall never again be the reliance of the house of Israel, recalling their iniquity, when they turn to them for aid. Then they will know that I am the Lord God. In the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made his army labor hard against Tyre. Every head was bald, and every shoulder was rubbed bare, yet neither he nor his army got anything from Tyre to pay for the labor that he had performed against her. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall carry off its wealth, and despoil it, and plunder it, and it shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt as his payment for which he labored, because they worked for me, declares the Lord God. On that day I will cause a horn to spring up for the house of Israel, and I will open your lips among them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. A shorter reading for today, but let's look over what we read. We started out in chapter 28, verse 20, with another prophecy against a neighboring nation of Judah, which is Sidon. Sidon was a prominent Phoenician city. They will not escape the Lord's judgment. The Lord is against them. They were no longer going to harass the house of Israel anymore. A couple of verses at the end of the chapter focus back on the house of Israel and give some encouragement to them. that they will dwell in their own land, they will plant vineyards, and they will build houses, and the Lord will execute judgments on their neighbors. In chapter 29, the focus now turns to Egypt. Egypt, that place that they had been brought out of so many years ago, so many generations. Moses led them out of Egypt by the power of God. But over the years, they've always looked back at Egypt. In the wilderness, they looked back and wanted to go back to where they had more food or different food, all those types of ideas that they complained about within the wilderness. Even after the establishment of them in the Promised Land, there were times in which they still trusted in Egypt, even though they were told not to. They're an arrogant people, and the Lord says those things that they boast in will be the very things that He uses against them. Part of the judgment also is their promise of help to Judah, and then they were more of a hindrance than a help. So they are basically indicted for being a crutch, a staff for Judah, yet they just broke in their hands and caused injury. So the Lord is going to hand Egypt over to Nebuchadnezzar, and it will be payment for his army. That completes our reading today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.